See, if we had an intern, I could go get him to get me another cup of coffee. 6:39 as we jump into the third world problems of politics. Now, here in the United States, what are some of the things that can shape the election? Obviously, in 2016, what do you think is going to be one of the big things that will shape the face of the election?
Healthcare.
Obviously, healthcare.
The economy.
The economy, absolutely.
Hillary Clinton's hairstyle.
Cankles.
No, Hillary Clinton's involvement in various scandals.
Benghazi issue, the running of the Clinton.
Whether or not Ted Cruz being born in Canada disqualifies him from running for president.
He will be renouncing his Canadian citizenship.
I understand
later
that, but
today.
I don't know if that matters. We'll find out.
It won't matter. Yes, these are the things that, to us here in the United States, these are very critical issues.
His birth certificate's being made up right now.
That can mold the shape of the election. But have you given any thought of what it takes to mold the shape of the election, let's say, in India? Have you? Have you given this any thought whatsoever?
Not really.
Well, you should.
What country is it? It's Taiwan, where there are regularly like brawls in their assembly.
Oh, yeah.
Once in a while, you'll see you can't understand what they're saying, but they're pointing fingers, whatever. Then someone shoves someone else.
Yes, and then it's on.
Right.
It's like a bench clear, and it's like, oh well, we came to an agreement today after I punched his face completely inside out.
Right.
Well, the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP for short, and the Anti-Corruption Party. You know your government's in trouble when there is literally a party of government called the Anti-Corruption Party. We really have to have that? Yes.
In India, they probably do.
Well, they have opened green grocery vans in the capital of Delhi in order to sell heavily subsidized onions to embarrass the government and highlight eye-watering price increases. The issue that is of paramount importance.
The price of onions.
The price of onions. Onions are a key ingredient in most of the Indian dishes and are regarded, get this,
sacred,
as a basic right. The Indian people feel that they have a right to onions at a fair price.
Well, the Tahrir Square uprising, the Arab Green Spring from 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was to throw unpopular leaders out of office, but happened a day or two after a huge increase in the price of rice in that part.
We believe that having a right to cheap gasoline in this country, that's a right.
Now,
they just view
elections
you differently.
Elections could hinge on gasoline goes to $5 or $6 a barrel, a gallon. You bet whoever's in office is going to be sweating a little bit.
Now, the BJP party that I mentioned earlier, actually the government that was run by that party collapsed in 1998 amid anger over onion prices, which at that time hit about 75 cents a pound. That's when just all hell broke loose in India. 75 cents a pound. I will not pay it. I will overthrow the government.
You know, we Americans don't get that. I mean, in countries like China and India, getting everybody fed.
Oh, it's a major issue.
It's a big thing. Whereas here, yes, there are people who may not have as much to eat as they'd like, but I mean, we have the stuff. We have the food stamps and the soup kitchens, and other countries don't.
This was one of the main reasons that the issue of us using corn to fuel our vehicles, it drove up the price of corn, and literally tortillas in Mexico doubled and tripled in price.
Other countries must look at that as ridiculous.
Oh, I know they do. But
we're starving here, and they're putting their food into their gas tanks.
Yeah. You are burning my lunch so that you can drive to the theater alone in your car. Awesome.
Or you can own a Hummer instead of a smaller car. Yeah.
In recent weeks, prices have soared. Now, remember, I told you that in 1998, the government collapsed because onion prices hit about 75 cents a pound. In recent weeks, prices are almost a dollar a pound for onions. Now, the reason I bring this up and the reason this literally has some serious potential, when you have a group of people that are unhappy, they can put up with a lot of political garbage. They really can. And you can oppress people to an extreme, more so than you think you can. But when you add hunger to their dissatisfaction, that equals revolution. Some of the world's revolutions have been sparked because they're hungry. They're already upset, but you add hunger,
sure.
now they're going to do something.
Let them eat cake.
No. Exactly.
In armed conflicts, the side that's more desperate has a tremendous advantage. And if you think you're going to starve to death, well, then you can take all kinds of risks.
Mm-hmm. Now, this campaign about, hey, look, our party of government will bring you decent onion prices. The existing ruling party right now, the Delhi Congress chief minister, I can pronounce her last name, but I think the FCC would get upset with me. Allow me to, may I spell it for you?
If you must.
D-I-K-S-H-I-T is her last name. And we're just
really?
Going to call... Yes.
Oh, come on.
It's right here in the article. We're going to call her Sheila, okay? Her first name is Sheila. Tell me what that says. If your eyes can see that fine print. Can you see it? Am I lying?
That would be like some joke that the intern would put into our writing.
I know,
here.
Just to see if I would read it. But
a person with that name could never be elected to office here in the United States.
Mrs. Dixit.
Thank you very much.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
You are a wise man. Sheila Dixit has said she is the Delhi Congress chief minister. She says prices have already started to fall, and she criticizes the BJP party and the anti-corruption party who have opened 6 onion markets in the Times Square. She criticizes them for playing politics.
Playing politics with their onions.
Yes, so let that be a lesson to you. You know, when they're talking about the price of gas and the things here that influence our politics, there are some interesting things that influence politics from around the world. WSAU, we'll be right back.
President Obama had to come for a visit to the White House, the 1972 Miami Dolphins Super Bowl champions. 1972 Dolphins had him for a visit at the White House. It's 2013, ladies and gentlemen. 1972, and tomorrow they're expecting the 1994 Montreal Expos to drop by, because why not?
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.